Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 29 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump signing an executive order Thursday to start dismantling the Department of Education. Elon Musk is reportedly set to receive a top-secret Pentagon briefing Friday on U.S. military plans in the event of a war with China. Sources tell the New York Times that the extraordinary access will include details on U.S. strategy and potential Chinese targets. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denying the report, saying the meeting with Musk will be about innovation, efficiencies, and smarter production. Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked Musk and his team from accessing Social Security records containing the sensitive and private information of millions of Americans. And a travel warning if you're going overseas. According to its website, London Heathrow Airport is closed until 11:59 p.m. on March 21st due to a fire at an electrical substation supplying the airport that's caused a significant power outage. This is ABC News. A new recall for nearly all of Tesla's Cybertrucks, ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Tesla is issuing another recall for the Cybertruck, this time because of an exterior body panel that could fall off while driving. It affects the vast majority of Cybertrucks on the road, a little over 46,000 of them. This is the eighth time the Cybertruck has been recalled since it went on sale in 2023, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Tesla was responsible for the most vehicle recalls last year, though most were resolved through software updates. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
An American detained in Afghanistan by the Taliban for more than 2 years is on his way home to the U.S. The State Department says 66-year-old George Glaisman was released after weeks of negotiations led by Qatari and U.S. mediators, now traveling with the Trump administration's special envoy for hostage response, and will likely be back on American soil sometime on Friday. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer today. Sprinkles possible by late afternoon. A high of 52. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, spotty light rain and snow showers through late evening. Then partly cloudy and colder. A low of 20. Saturday, sunny at times and a high of 40. Saturday night, breezy, light rain and snow likely well after midnight and a low of 30. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with occasional light rain. It could be mixed with yet some wet snow in the early morning hours on Sunday and a high of 48. 41 for the daytime high on Monday with scattered light rain showers. At the WRCO studios this morning, we have a southwest wind at 4 miles per hour. And after an early reading this morning of 22, our temperature has been on the rise. It is 29 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Friday, March 21st.
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. And my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will, that I am first across, and somehow I've a feeling it will be. When it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you'll see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
Through this life we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
Johnny and June and the Family Band and the Far Side of the Jordan. So we start the day in a positive way. Before that, the Richland Center High School Pep Band and our national anthem today. Hey, good to have you along for A Light in the Milk House Friday morning edition. Here we go. We are ready for the day, and we'll get you ready for the weekend as well. Lots of sports to talk about, lots of basketball, including a win for the Badgers. They're moving on a little bit further in the old big dance, playing now tomorrow night. Looks like 6:45 tip-off time for the Badgers in their next game. More about that coming up in a few minutes when we share with you our sport headlines. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House Show. Good luck with those morning chores. Here's Ronnie Millsap.
Pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. Baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft, warm kisses say good morning. Breakfast in bed, you know you make me so happy. With pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. Pure love, you're the picture of pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. We'll be right back.
some time. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Don Gibson on the Light in the Milk House Show, and I Can't Stop Loving You. Good morning, friends. It's a Friday. That always gives you a little more pep in your step, perhaps. Some things to do and celebrate with tonight. In fact, the Silent Trivia Night is tonight at 6:30 at Richland Center High School. The cost is $10 per team, with a maximum of 10 team members. There will also be raffles, door prizes, and a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the Richland Center High School wrestling program. And get ready to soar to Neverland. The Kickapoo Area Schools Drama Club will present Peter Pan tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Cost of admission, $5 for adults, $3 for students and seniors, and free for children 5 and under. There you go. A couple of things you can put on your event calendar for tonight.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
If you need reliable and affordable automotive services, stop by Whitman's Repair Hub in Muscadet. From mechanic work to trailer repairs and welding services, they've got you covered. Whether it's routine maintenance or a big repair, their team is ready to help. Call 608-574-9252 or send a message on Facebook at Whitman's Repair Hub to schedule your service today.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692 or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th. Again, today's forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy conditions, breezy and warmer, sprinkles possible by late afternoon today. A high of 52, spotty light rain and snow showers tonight, and a low of 20 and 40 Saturday. Rain and light snow likely well after midnight Saturday night, a low of 30, and Sunday 48 with occasional rain. So today in the lower 50s, it'll be kind of the last day we'll see the 50s for a few days anyway here as we get a little bit of blast of cold air and more winter-like weather coming up. We're up from the overnight low of 22. It's 29 degrees. A look at sports is coming up courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. State boys basketball tournament is well underway, and last night, Mineral Point from the SWAL was leading at halftime 31-23, but lost to Aquinas. Final score 57-54, the final in that Division IV semifinal. The other winner from yesterday was Bonduelle 59-41 over the Prairie School. Division III in the afternoon saw Freedom defeat Elk Mound 66-32, and Milwaukee Academy of Science was a winner against Lake Mills 65-61. The State Boys Basketball Tournament continues today at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin grinded its way back into the March Madness win column, getting double-digit scoring from five players on the way to an 85-66 victory over Montana. This was the first victory in the NCAA tournament for the third-seeded Badgers since 2022. Last year, they were a first-round upset victim to James Madison. Next, Coach Greg Gard's team will try to make the Sweet 16 for the first time in 8 years with a game against BYU in the East Region. So, big game coming up Saturday night. Again, tip-off time around 6:45 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Purdue beat High Point 75-63 yesterday among the games. Michigan eked one out over UC San Diego 68-65, the final score. There were some upsets, including McNeese State over Clemson 69-67, and Creighton over Louisville 89-65. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 28 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the shorthanded Los Angeles Lakers 118-89 last night. Gary Trent Jr. had 23 points off the bench. Kyle Kuzma added 20, and the Bucks swept the season series with two comfortable wins 8 days apart. Charlotte was a winner over New York, 115-98. In overtime, Indiana, 105. Brooklyn, 99. Chicago beat Sacramento, 128-116. And Golden State over Toronto, 117-114. Among the games yesterday in major sports, that's a look at an update on a Friday morning.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles, Monday through Friday.
It is time now for the Aerobic Polka, which is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always viewing local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
All right, time to get serious today with the aerobic polka. All right, so take a deep breath. All right, here we go. A one and a two and a... was called the Apples Polka, played by Happy Louie and his polka band and Big Steve. You can't forget Big Steve. He was in there too. The old Lightning Melkow Show patented aerobic polka, good for what ails ya today. Here's Ronnie McDowell.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My only prayer will be someday
Crystal Gayle and Gary Morris on the Light in the Milk House Show and Another World. Santa Teresa Richland Center Sister City Annual Meeting, Slideshow, and Potluck Supper will be held Saturday starting at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Please bring a dish to pass to the 5:30 supper. Beverages and tableware will be provided, and music and dancing will follow. We're at 32 degrees. That temp continues to swing upward. We're at 10 now from the overnight low. We're headed toward 52 later today. A look at farm news and markets coming up next here from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Some farm bill optimism and a new research farm opens. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the Federal Reserve made no changes to interest rates this week, and an ag economist says some cuts are likely later in the year. Creighton University's Ernie Goss.
They indicated that they might be two rate cuts this year. I think that's probably in line with what will actually happen. But the markets took it as good news. In other words, when you don't make any no surprises, that's good for markets.
Goss tells Brownfield farmers and ranchers have been dealing with several uncertainties, and lower interest rates would be a positive. Delivering farmers solutions faster. Brownfield's Jared White has this story.
Thaddeus Bates with the Nutrient Ag Solutions Innovation Farm Network says the company's latest 280-acre location outside of Champaign, Illinois, is bringing cutting-edge infield solutions to Midwestern farmers.
We partner with our suppliers, whether it be equipment, technology, or products, within the last 2 years of their development, so we can actually understand what this product's going to do. We don't have to wait for it to come to the market.
Jeff Tarsi, president of global retail with Nutrient, tells Brownfield modern farmers need solutions quicker.
There's a lot of risk out there. We want to make sure that we're giving these growers the best chance they have for their return on investment. From a cycle standpoint, yield is absolutely key.
Tarsi says everything from crop inputs to drone technology will be tested at the new location, which joins three other innovation farms in the Nutrien network. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
A U.S. senator from Kansas says he's optimistic a new farm bill will be completed by the August recess. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
Jerry Moran says lawmakers already have a starting point for the farm bill.
Whether it's the House bill that came out of the House Agriculture Committee, or it's the draft that Senator Bozeman, when he was the ranking member, made.
He says nutrition program funding could be a challenge. Moran also says addressing portions of a new farm bill in the reconciliation process is possible.
If the alternative was doing nothing, then doing something in agriculture, particularly the commodity title in reconciliation, would have some merit.
However,
it's important for us to do the whole thing. And if we do only part, we see this in the appropriations process. It may be that we never get back to the other parts.
Reporting from a Kansas City Agribusiness Council meeting in Olathe, Kansas, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The Agriculture Transportation Coalition's executive director says a proposal before the Trade Representative's office would be devastating for exports. Pat Friedman calls proposed penalties under the Trade Act an effort by labor unions to resurrect U.S. shipbuilding, but the fees would also be applied to any ship that's owned by a fleet, which also includes Chinese-owned ships. And Friedman says Chinese firms control 95% of global maritime container inventory production today. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been non-existent this week. Packer inquiry has been limited and bids have been elusive. Asking prices were at $207 plus live in the south, but still weren't established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Market in South Dakota, steers 600 to 749 pounds were $10 higher, with instances of $15 higher. Heifer 600 to 649 pounds and 700 to 749 pounds were fully steady. The USDA says, like recent weeks, demand was very good for grass and backgrounding type cattle and good to very good demand for finishing type cattle depending on flesh condition. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 651 to 691 pounds, brought 338 to 352.50. Feeder steers, 851 to 893 pounds, brought 270.50 to 288.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 611 to 645 pounds, brought $305 to $320. Box beef closed mix with late to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.55 at $328.06. Select was 68 cents higher at $309.36. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 7,000 on the weekend, down nearly 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to bid up. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but the industry is seeing consecutive weeks with export sales hitting marketing year lows. There could be some opportunity for domestic demand to see a bump as U.S. pork remains a more competitively priced protein. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.63 with a weighted average of $89.39. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.59 lower with a weighted average of $89.59, and the Western Corn Belt was down $1.84 with a weighted average of $89.45. Pork values closed higher, up 67 cents at $95.86, and estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 18,000 on the week and down about 15,500 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were up, waiting on direct business and Friday's on feed numbers and lean hog futures into the day lower with ongoing uncertainties about export and domestic demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle markets were mostly quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are mixed, effectively just adjusting spreads. May beans are up 4¾ at 10.13. July was 3¾ higher at 10.25 and a quarter. May corn was up 7 at 4.69. July was 6¼ higher at 4.75 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of widespread direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. April live was 165 higher at 208.47. June was up 217 at 205.02. April feeders were $1.72 higher at 288.45. And with pork export sales a marketing year low for the second consecutive week, April hogs were down 2 cents at 85.55. May lean was a dime lower at 88.60. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
the destructive impact of stress. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Farming and ranching tends to rank among the top 10 most stressful occupations in the United States.
That's Sean Brotherson, a professor and extension family science specialist with North Dakota State University.
Incidents of stress-related health concerns tend to be higher in agricultural populations, and there are also higher levels of mental and behavioral health concerns.
Brotherson points to economic concerns on the farm as a prime source for stress.
Those economic stresses then tend to spill over into the personal well-being of individuals, and so those higher rates of physical and mental health-related concerns, more strained relationships, conflict in relationships, things like that with family members, and also spilling out into the lives of children, youth, and communities.
There can be some resistance to get help, says Brotherson.
People ask me, what is the best way to get people, you know, especially men in agriculture, willing to participate in agricultural counseling supports? And my answer is very short. It's women. It may be a spouse or a significant other, a sister, an aunt, a grandmother, a mother, who is cracking the door and saying, I think this would be helpful for you.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Dairy Checkoff has an online conservation tool. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Jackie Coleman says Dairy Management Inc.'s Dairy Checkoff program launched the Dairy Conservation Navigator in November.
This is an online platform that's meant to simplify sustainability and conservation topics for our dairy farmers and those dairy farm advisors.
Board member and dairy farmer Suzanne Vold tells Brownfield, dairy farms are generational businesses that are in it for the long haul, but there are many programs and projects that require capital investments that are outside of the farmer's comfort zone.
There are also things that are available for cost sharing, for grants to help us with the cost of those things, but often we don't have the time to do the research and to do all the legwork on our own. Dairy Conservation Navigator gives farmers that first step up.
Coleman says the platform features unbiased science-based information, including video clips from farmers who have implemented many conservation practices.
Our hope is that agronomists, herd nutritionists, veterinarians, you know, conservation professionals all have access to this information. They might be familiar with these practices on other types of farms and need to know how they apply to dairy farms, or might be looking to understand what some of these new practices are all about.
DMI's free Conservation Navigator tool can be found online at dairyconservation.org. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Thursday, except for non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a penny for the third straight day, 48 cents at the close, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.5 cents at 162 and four sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 156.5 but no sales. Butter unchanged, 229.5 but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 115 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Get in gear and get ready to place your bids on a wide variety of farm and agricultural vehicles and equipment available in the Ritchie Brothers U.S. Agriculture event on March 28th. These assets are selling from multiple locations, and all items will be made available for in-person inspections beginning March 22nd at our Denver, Minneapolis, and Kansas City locations. You don't want to miss out on this huge selection of equipment, including tractors, sprayers, spreaders, and so much more. Visit rbauction.com to learn more and get registered. That's rbauction.com.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Attention cattle producers, Red Fest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Good morning. The forecast for today calls for a high of 52. Sprinkles possible by late afternoon. Spotty light rain and snow showers through late evening tonight. A low of 20. Sunny to partly cloudy and lighter winds Saturday, a high of 40. 30 Saturday night with some light rain or snow later on. Sunday, 48 with occasional light rain. Northwest winds are at 4 miles per hour after a low of 22. It is 32 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today as we get ready for the weekend. Enjoy today. It'll be as warm as it will at any time this coming weekend, today on Friday. Tony Schumacher has more about the little bit of weather, a little bit more in-depth coming up just before the top of the hour. But right now, how about a little sunshine from Dottie West?
You say you love me, and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. Green grass beneath my feet, running through fields of daisies, wading through the creek. You love me and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. I'm happy with the simple things. A Saturday night dance, a picture show, and the joy that the bluebird brings. I love you, please believe me. I wouldn't want you to ever. Sunshine. There's just something about the morning that makes each day a joy to see. Nighttime brings a peaceful feeling to rest inside of me. I love you, please believe me. I wouldn't want you to ever leave me. But I was raised on country sunshine. Yes, you love me.
Bobby G. Rice, Animal WRCO Radio, one of our own right here on the old Light in the Milk House show. Coming up, farm news, I should say weather news from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. He'll let us in on what we can expect for today and more regular features along the way here today as we cap off Friday. Hopefully your NCAA picks were good. There were a few upsets on the opening day. I have not looked, you know, I pretty much know what I did, but I haven't looked to see the hard truth that I'm sure Joanne is beating me again. That's the way it goes.
He has never been the world's most perfect man, but he never overlooks the love. But I know that he brings out the best in me. And he can wrap me in his arms anytime he wants to. It's then that he brings out the best in me. And when he's not around me, I'm just not the same. I can't get my mind off his sweet love.
Miller on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO. It is 6 minutes before six.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Paid for by the candidates.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're looking forward to a breezy and milder day today with that southwest wind out ahead of a front. That front will drop in from the northwest toward evening. Could bring us a couple of sprinkles out there, maybe a flurry this evening. Some colder temperatures building in late tonight and early tomorrow, but overall a pretty nice Saturday with a good deal of sunshine and lighter winds. A low-pressure system, a fairly strong one, will drop down across North Dakota into Minnesota by Sunday morning, across Wisconsin later Sunday. Out ahead of it, moisture streaming in should bring us some rain and wet snow mix around here. Late Saturday night through Sunday evening, a small slushy snow accumulation is possible in some spots. The heavier snow, though, should stay across northern Wisconsin, northeast Minnesota, and upper Michigan, where some places could see about 4 to 8 inches. It'll be kind of breezy around that system as well. Then the rest of next week is looking overall just a bit quieter, only some spotty light precipitation. The forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, chance of sprinkles late this afternoon with a high of 52, wind southwest 10 to 20. Tonight, chance of spotty light rain or snow showers through the late evening, then partly cloudy and colder, low near 20. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy with lighter winds, high near 40, northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming southeast. Saturday night, breezy with light rain and snow likely well after midnight, low near 30. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with occasional light rain. It could be mixed with some wet snow in the early morning, then again in the evening, high temperature in the upper 40s. On Monday, breezy and cool, scattered light snow showers possible early, then peaks of sun later, high 41. On Tuesday, mixed skies, maybe an isolated light rain or snow shower, high in the mid-40s. Wednesday, peaks of sun, again a small chance of a rain shower, high 47. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 33 degrees. Yesterday's high was 39 here at the studios. A record high for March 21st came in 2012 when we hit 81. Record low, 8 degrees below zero in 1965. Last year's high was 36 and the low 24. Sunset will happen at 7:15 this evening. Sunrise time will be at a couple of minutes past 7. Coming up for this morning, we have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Also, the barometer is at 30.05. No precipitation today here at the studios. And again, after a low of 22, our temp has shot back up. Right now, we're at 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. The update at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. The Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. And also Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The busiest airport in Europe is shut down this morning. Heathrow in London closed because of a power outage. 1,300 flights a day go in and out of that airport, none of them taking off or landing. A new warning to the owners of heavily traveled bridges across the U.S.
The National Transportation Safety Board now urging dozens of bridges across the country be assessed for risk of collapse if hit by a ship. Among them, the Brooklyn Bridge.